Let's go to the table of contents for just a few minutes.
You know, when I first got sober, I was in the printing business, and I published books like this one time when I owned the printing company. I knew the nomenclature of a book. I knew that they had purposes and goals about them. And I never dreamed that this book had a purpose or a goal about it. The way I figured was a bunch of old alcoholics wrote it, so what would they know about that? But as I've read and studied the big book, I see they knew an awful lot about that. These chapters are laid out in a certain sequence to bring about certain ideas. And once we can see this, how it's laid out, it helps us to open up this book. For instance, the first goal of this book, and a textbook has goals in it.
And by the way, you have a picture that corresponds with whatever we put up here on the screen. So you've got one there in your handout material, too. Yeah.
The first goal in this book is to tell us what the problem is. And they're going to use the doctor's opinion and Bill's story to tell us what the problem is. The second goal of this book is going to tell us what the solution is. And they're using chapter 2, There Is a Solution. They'll tell us some more about alcoholism, but we don't accept that solution that was involved. They tell us a little bit more about alcoholism, more about what would happen to us unless we accept the solution that they described. They knew that we were going to have trouble with this solution as they did, so they wrote a little chapter called We Agnostics. All of us, most of all of us, have had problem with a God of our understanding. The chapter We Agnostic, and the word agnostic means something to me. Gnostic means knowledge. You put the ag in front of any word, it means without. Those of us who are without knowledge, the chapter We Agnostics. And it helps us to get over some of those old ideas that we might have had when we came here and give us some new ideas to think about. The third goal is the actions necessary to recover. Chapter 5 begins with how it works. The first step in recovery is step 3. And that's why chapter 5 begins with step 3. Chapter 6 is called into action. Not into thinking, but into action. And action is a magic word in Alcoholics Anonymous. And then once we've had this experience and recovered from alcoholism, it tells us in chapter 7 some more about how to work with other people, working with others.